molecular change in a common immunotherapy antibody might accelerate the immune response against cancer. Wouldn't that be wonderful? A potential therapy for lung cancer patients. Weizmann scientists identified a biomarker that could prove life-saving for a subset of non-smokers who develop lung cancer through a genetic mutation. A single drug treatment is likely to bring about full remission without relapse. Wow, that certainly is wonderful. Neurodegenerative diseases, a development that could lead to new MS therapies. Professor Stefan Jung identified brain immune cells that are the master regulators of multiple sclerosis remission, unlocking a secret that could lead to treatments for neurodegenerative diseases. Dr. Stephanie Alber and her team discovered a protein that plays a key role in regenerating adult neurons in the peripheral nervous system that could lead to treatment for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and ALS. Well, wouldn't that be fabulous? Other areas of human health, a new understanding of the heart's regenerative potential. Professor Eldad Zahor activated a cellular mechanism in healthy mouse hearts that makes them resilient to future heart attacks, shining a light on the regenerative capabilities of the heart and possibly other organs. New hope for people with IBD. Professor Aaron Elinov identified a previously unknown inflammasome, which they believe may play a role in preventing inflammatory bowel disease. This could lead to the development of new drugs and speed healing for people with IBD. An ethical approach to synthetic embryonic development. Professor Yaakov Hanna received international recognition for his human stem cell-derived embryo model, created without sperm, egg, or womb. While distinctly not human, the model opens doors to new research projects in infertility, drug testing, and the growth of tissues for transplant. Time placed the breakthrough on their list of best inventions of 2023. A plan for future pandemic drugs, the COVID Moonshot Campaign, co-led by Professor Nir London, is now a blueprint for accelerated patient-free development of urgently needed drugs. Well, there's much more on environmental stability and climate and space exploration. It's really quite wonderful. So this is, you go to Weizmann, MANNUSA.org, Science for the Future of Humanity. That's really fabulous. Okay, so where are we going next? Something from Anna Nelson called Bridges. All right, that was Anna Nelson, Wanderlust, from her CD Bridges. And let's see, we've got Anna on alto, Jamal Batiste on piano, Brendan Keller Tuberg on basses, Carter Pearson on drums, Garrett Fasig on tenor, Bill Nelson also on tenor, Jeremy Allen on bass, Steve Houghton on drums, and there's also a string quartet, but not on the one that we heard. Okay, that was lovely. So I want to share something from this Kol Chevra, the Six Yortzeit issue, on from the Rabbi Shlomo Karbach Foundation, Shir LeShlomo. And it's called Don't Worry by Este Aaron. Last year, I was taken on a journey by a small voice that spoke in my heart. And through it, it showed me only one step at a time. I chose to trust it. It brought me to many places, people, and identities I would have never imagined myself in. I grew up in communist Romania. Throughout my childhood, the word Jew or Jewish came up a few times, and occasionally my mother would point out a person on the street and say, "He or she is Jewish, like us." I did not know what that meant, nor was I curious. When I was 7 years old, my grandma moved in with us. She sang to me and told me stories. No matter what challenges life presented, she had a story to guide me through it. I knew there was something unique about her and something special about our relationship. She never got upset, never judged anyone. We often talked without words. I met Shlomo 7 years ago at a concert in the overcrowded auditorium. As the childhood stories and songs filled the air, gratitude filled my heart, and a glimmer of recognition and connection happened. Yet God, in His great kindness, let me stay asleep, for I was not ready yet to know. In the fall of 1998, the stories seemed to come to life, and I was guided to Israel, where I discovered that life lived from its essence was very different from the life I was living. Though the message I received was that I was being guided to prepare to die soon, I was delighting in the world that was unfolding for me, in discovering a heritage and understanding a life from a different place, and in being guided so closely. I understood for the first time why my black friends went to black women's meetings. The only thing that scared me was not being able to take care of the people I loved, and the scariest was not to be able to take care of my daughter. So there I was at Shlomo's kever, that's his grave, silently praying that as he takes care of his daughters, will he please take care of Lisa too. My daughter broke the silence. "Mom, why do I hear a voice saying, 'Don't worry, Esty, we'll both take care of her?'" I had not expected such a quick reply, nor the comforting reminder that even if what was to come would make me feel out of control, I would not disappear. I told my daughter not to be afraid, that God is with us, that I trust God's plan. A few months later, as I lay in a hospital bed, my daughter next to me, I was listening to Shlomo's tapes day and night. Though all around me were worried faces, all I could see were the song and the stories, and was comforted that they will lead her to a rich heritage, to a real way of life. Somehow that small voice is telling me, Shlomo, that you'd like me to do what's hardest for me to do. Perhaps with your support, I will. I want to thank Shalom Brot. Without your courage and caring, it would not have occurred to me to reach out and imagine belonging. I want to thank Judy Brot for offering Lisa a place to hold on to. Even without knowing what Lisa and I were going through, mostly I want to thank God for a year of days as of old. So sweet. All right, we'll follow that up with some Shlomo. Okay.
Gewissen an mein Ding, das Ding von der Heilige Rabbi Yitzchak und so Sascha. And everybody knows, whenever, God forbid, a person needs help, special help, you say in the code of Levi Yitzchak, and so Sasha Neni, Master of the World, the God of Levi Yitzchak, the son of Tzor Sasha, please answer my prayers. So the code of Levi Yitzchak, and so Sasha Neni. Did I die?
Hey!
Yeah, it's nice to sing along. Okay, so I like to share a little bit of our tradition, some of the Tehillim, the psalms that we recite, some recite every day. And these are attributed to King David. And they're very inspirational. They cover just about every aspect of life that you could imagine. So I'll do Psalm 100. This is a psalm of thanksgiving. Whenever you survive a life-threatening situation, chanted during the service. And, you know, we all go through some potentially, dangers, some more than others. And sometimes you're not even aware, but you're always duty-bound to render homage to the one who saved you, to God. I'll read the English first and then the Hebrew. A psalm of thanksgiving. Call out to Hashem, everyone on earth. Serve Hashem with gladness. Come before him with joyous song. Know that Hashem, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with grace, with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For Hashem is good. His kindness endures forever, and from generation to generation is his faithfulness. Mizmor LeDavid. Mizmor LeToda. Hariyu LaDonoi Kol HaAretz. Eve Dues Adonoi B'Simcha Ve'Ui LeFanav Vir Nana. De'u Ki Adonoi Hu Elohim Hu Asanu Ve'Lo Anachnu Amov Itzon Mariso Bo'u She'arav V'Sodab Hatseros B'Shila Hodu Lo V'Orchu Shemo Ki Tov Adonoi Le'Olam Chasto Li'ad Dor V'Dor Emunaso. There's a nice little song in one of these lines that I learned. Yivdu es Hashem besimcha, yivdu es Hashem besimcha. Bo lefana virnana, lefana virnana. Yivdu es Hashem besimcha, yivdu es Hashem besimcha. Bo lefana virnana, lefana virnana. Edidai, 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 edidai. Ay, da-da-dai. Edidai, 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 edidai. Aye, da da da. All right.
Ich will bei euch Akasche fragen, sagt mir, wer es kennt. Mit welchen Teieren vermengst, Mensch Gott alle Menschen. Man kauft es nicht für keine Geld, es gibt mir nur umsicht. Und doch, als man verliert, es wie viel Tränen.
Oh, שוב כמראה הבזק ובלכתן עיניים סביב.
כי השם אלוקיכם הולך עמכם להילחם לכם. כי השם אלוקיכם הולך עמכם להושיע אתכם. כי השם אלוקיכם הולך להילחם לכם. כי השם אלוקיכם הולך להילחם לכם להושיע אתכם. כי השם אלוקיכם הולך עמכם להילחם לכם. כי השם אלוקיכם הולך עמכם להושיע אתכם. כי השם אלוקיכם הולך להילחם לכם. כי השם אלוקיכם הולך להילחם לכם להושיע אתכם.
So I'm so happy that worked. This was Ki Hashem from Oneg Shemesh. This is a new song that he created to strengthen the soldiers. It says to remind them that whereas the enemies would come on the strength of their heroes and gods, Israel comes with the strength of Hashem. Oneg Shemesh. Very, very nice. So I'll have to let him know. Now I tried to play something and all of a sudden a CD player is being silly and not behaving. So let me see what else we're going to do here. everything was going so nicely, but that's how it is. Okay, so let's see. Here's some Karen Casey.
Take skies are above us. The birds, they are singing from the shelter of the tree. Can you see the
ah. אהה